British actress Emily Blunt is getting attention. She received Entertainment Weekly's Best Female Scene Stealer Award for her role of assistant to Meryl Streep's fashion editor Miranda Priestly in the 2006 comedy The Devil Wears Prada. In this scene, Emily greets Anne Hathaway, who's hoping to be Miranda's second assistant.
We need to find someone who can survive here. Do you understand?
Yeah, of course. Who's Miranda?
Oh, my God. I will pretend you did not just ask me that. She's the editor-in-chief of Runway, not to mention a legend.
Meryl Streep calls Emily Blunt the best young actress she's worked with perhaps ever. Emily also caught the eye of actor John Krasinski. They married in 2010. And now Emily Blunt lights up the screen. I know, it's a cliche, but it's true. In her new film, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, she plays Harriet Chetwood Talbot, management consultant to a Yemeni sheikh, who contacts a British government fishing expert named Alfred Jones with a proposal.
Dear Dr. Jones, I act on behalf of a client who has indicated a desire to introduce the sport of salmon fishing into the Yemen.
Salmon fishing in the desert? Ewan McGregor's Dr. Jones is understandably skeptical. But the Middle East is in crisis. Britain is looking for some good PR. A project with a sheikh might do the trick. And as we said, Harriet is lighting up the screen. Salmon Fishing in the Yemen got a standing ovation at the Toronto Film Festival. The students from Emerson College that I saw the film with adored it. It opens this coming Friday, and Emily Blunt joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Lovely film.
It was a nice crowd. It was nice to see all those young people in the crowd.
Well, you know, let's start there, because many of them, future actors and actresses.
Yeah.
One young girl got up and gave you her phone number.
But then as she handed me her phone number, she went, "Your husband is gorgeous." So I think maybe she wanted just to get in touch with my husband somehow.
Well, back to the film that we were all talking about. It's based on Paul Tordé's novel that was a bestseller in Britain in 2006. And you said last night that your mom actually was the one who had read it and said to you, "You have to do this."
Yeah, she loved the book, because I called her and I said, you know, she said, "Well, what do you think you're going to do next?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I've read this script that I really like. It's called Salmon Fishing in the..." And she went, "In the Yemen?" She was like, "My God, that book, I love it." And I hadn't actually read the book. I just rather fell in love with the script. It just really leapt away from the crowd of rather generic scripts that I've read.
I mean, it would, I would think.
With the title.
Yeah, I mean, Salmon Fishing in Yemen, and you're this management consultant, so you're in a very sophisticated management world.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor's fish expert.
Yes, he's playing a rather uptight fish expert. And so they're kind of like the odd couple, because she's very bubbly and tenacious, and he's very uptight and set in his ways.
Well, in fact, there's one scene when, Ewan McGregor's Fred Jones and your character Harriet meet, and it isn't very promising.
"Firstly, we would need to trap 10,000 salmon from the North Sea, for the sake of argument, get them to the Yemen alive, don't ask me how, where they would be deposited in temperature and oxygen-controlled holding tanks built into a wadi that would, hallelujah, open during the rainy season, allowing the salmon to migrate upstream for, say, 10 kilometres, which would allow your sheikh to hoik them out of the water to his heart's content. Of course, until the dry season, when they will all die."
Emily Blunt, your character also, in another very emotional moment where you get angry at him, you call him somebody with, we say Asperger's, you say Asperger's.
Uh-huh.
Is he that much of a...
No, I think he's just a very anal character, and I think that he's a very odd character. But there's a sweetness to him, and there's such a charm to that character. But I think he's so set in his very uptight ways that he appears to be someone who could be suffering from Asperger's, because he's so odd.
Later in the film, you are each warming up to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, what girl's heart doesn't warm up when a guy makes her a fishing fly? Let's, let's listen.
"This one is called the Chetwood Talbot Beauty."
"That's very nice."
"It's true."
"You're not being funny."
"No. I don't have a sense of humor, as you recall."
"It's true."
I want to touch on somebody else in the company of salmon fishing in the Yemen. Kristin Scott Thomas.
I know.
She plays sort of the Cruella de Vil of press secretaries in this movie. Kristin Scott Thomas, of course, starred in The English Patient. I'm thinking, you know, there was a time, you know, when her face, and it still does, you know, lights up the screen as well. Mm. It reminded me that you all, you know, of course, you played with Meryl Streep in Prada. What do you learn from these actresses who have come before?
You just watch them and try and soak it all up like a sponge, because they are so advanced not only technically, but they're so emotionally in it. And I think a lot of that comes from confidence and confidence in your own ability and guts at just trying new things all the time. And I found that working with Meryl that she never did the same thing twice because she was so incredibly in it. She was led by whatever shifts happen naturally in the scene.
What happens? Is there like an energy?
It's funny. I felt like working with both of them, but you know, I work more with Meryl, so I can speak more on that. But it was like the air shifts in the room when she works. It's a really odd experience. And I was fixated on her. And sometimes I'd forget my lines because I was too busy watching her and watching what she was doing and being enthralled by it.
Who is that?
Nobody. Well, Human Resources sent her up about the new assistant job. And I was sort of pre-interviewing her for you, but she's hopeless and totally
well,
wrong.
Well, clearly, I'm going to have to do that myself because the last two you sent me were completely inadequate, so sent her in.
Well, let's talk about more about how you do what you do.
No, I don't know.
Well, because we were reading, and you spoke about this a little bit last night, that as a child you had a terrible stammer up to the age of 12.
A bit later, up until about 14.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad around 12, was probably at its peak of being terrible.
Was it a speech therapist who asked you to speak in different...
Accents? No, I had a fantastic teacher called Mr. McHale, and he was a very intuitive guy. And he said, would you like to be in the class play? And I said, absolutely not, although I couldn't even say that, so I just shook my head. And he said, well, I've heard you with your friends imitating people and doing voices. And he said, and you never started, so maybe you should try this play in a different accent. Would you ever try that? And I tried it in a northern English accent, which is just, it was probably a terrible accent that I was doing, but
well, wait,
it was somehow
us,
liberating.
For those of us who don't know, can you...
It sort of sounds a bit like that. It's like a bit different from how I talk. But it just sort of loosened up who I was. And I think when you remove yourself from yourself as someone who stutters, it's very helpful. I know a lot of actors who stutter, James Earl Jones, Bruce Willis. Acting has helped a lot of people because people don't tend to stutter when they're acting because there's a sense of performance.
Interesting. Well, back to last night, again, all these Emerson College students seeing your new film, you know, all of them swooning over you but also asking about your husband, John Krasinski.
Lots of questions about the husband from
How's
the girls.
John?
He's great. He's hard at work on the show. He's got a few more weeks and then, yeah.
And I was thinking, too, that everyone, of course, loves John Krasinski from The Office. He's the boy next door. To us, he's literally the boy next door.
He is your Newton.
Newton, Massachusetts here. So that was the mindset I had about him. And then I had a mindset about you. You seem so sophisticated. You went to boarding school in Britain. but then we got to meet him and speak with him, and he's a lot more sophisticated.
He's very sophisticated.
Than we thought. And having heard you last night, you're a lot more approachable.
Well, I think people think I'm going to be like the Devil Wears Prada character and just cold and inaccessible. But no, I'm actually not really like that character.
No,
I hope, anyway.
Not at all. And did you say that a film that's coming soon is somewhat bawdy?
Very bawdy.
Oh, boy.
It's called 5-Year Engagement. It's with Jason Segel, and it's very, very funny.
Well, there goes that whole sophisticated boarding
school.
It's
out the window. I've said to my in-laws they are not allowed to see this film. It's not one I want anyone, like my parents or anyone, to see.
Too late.
I'll be just cast out of the family.
Well, that's Emily Blunt. Her new film, though, the one that's out this Friday, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you.